It's the Southern Senpai Show, where small-town Southerners explore big-time Japanese entertainment, anime, manga, and everything in between. Here's your hosts, Nicholas and DJ.
What's going on, y'all? Southern Senpais, two Southern guys who explore Japanese culture together. I'm Nicholas.
And I am still DJ. No, probably, maybe not next time, but for this time at
for
least.
For right now, for you're black.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said, but it is accurate.
Yeah. Right now, you're black. We'll figure out the shade tomorrow.
I actually saw... Interesting you brought that up. I saw it's being advertised on TikTok and Instagram. It's like this cream, Asian cream that turns people white. So it's a whole bunch of, it's like this Asian cream that they put on yourself, and it's like a reverse tan, and like you put it on like...
It's gotta hurt though, doesn't it?
But I don't think so. I think it's just staining your skin white. Kind of like a temporary tattoo.
Oh,
I think it's staining your skin white, but it's like shampoo, so it's like all over stain. And it's weird because it's clearly being advertised to like Koreans and Asians and Japanese, like Asians. And I'm black, and I got it somehow. My Instagram, if you're listening,
I got it.
Yeah,
and
but
I'm
I sent
white.
It to you.
I'm already white.
I sent it to you though.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, Instagram, if you're listening, stop sending me.
Stop being racist, man. It's not cool.
It's not even racist. Like, that's not true. If someone was racist, they're at least accurate. You've never heard a KKK member be like, oh, I just hate black people and they're wanting to go back to China. No, racists know how to be racist. For some reason, Instagram sends me a whole bunch of stuff as if I'm Asian. In fact, I swear to God, 2 days ago, I got this ad.
You do date Asians.
I'm not currently.
No, but I didn't say currently.
Yeah, that was like years ago. Regardless of which.
That stays on your record as a black man. It takes at least 5 years to walk
out. Oh, it's a credit? Yeah. It's my
black
man dating credit.
Dating credit, man.
2 days ago, I got an ad that was like, do you want to learn English? And it was like in actual Korean. It was like, I can't speak Korean, so I don't know what it was saying, but like, it would translate at the bottom. Like, oh, do you want to learn English? You know, sound like a real American.
What are you watching or where are you going to that they think you're... Asian.
I'm on black Twitter and black Instagram.
Listen,
I'm not
man,
really sure.
You tell it on yourself because obviously not.
Clearly something. You know what else? You know what? Actually, I actually do know what's going on here.
What's going on?
The issue is that I still eat fried rice. And sometimes I'd be looking up Chinese restaurants or like Asian themed restaurants. I do like Asian food.
Yep.
So that's probably the issue.
When well, you like that Asian place women, so you like Asian food, and you like to eat that sushi down there, you know?
Like, you remember that place, Gompop Toe, with the rice balls?
Yeah. I went on that thing was closed yesterday. I didn't know it was closed on Sunday.
Neither did I. I don't really go there on Sundays. But, yeah. So I think that's the issue. I'm looking up too many Asian-themed restaurants, and then I guess the algorithm assumes that I'm Asian. Which is weird, because that also implies that Asians... can't eat anything else besides Asian food things. Like, according to Instagram, Asians have never eaten a taco before.
Ever. Nope.
That's not how their advertising works. You know, I wonder if I start Googling hair grease.
Yeah.
And chicken and waffles.
That's why it was recommending me a bunch of black chicks whenever I was looking up all that hair stuff. Like all those wigs and...
Oh, yeah. White people don't know a lot about moisturizer.
Not the moisturizer part. I have dry scalp, guys, just so you know. But
it's bad enough to where I had to give him moisturizer.
Some black people...
I was like, dude, you can't keep coming to my office
and
you're snowing.
Out.
Yeah, like...
and you snowing.
Right.
But no, because of the ventilating stuff, I was looking up what to do, water wave.
Oh, you use conditioner and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, conditioner, the type of hair. And Instagram was like...
I guess you're a black chick.
I guess you're a black chick. What you think of this and this? I was like... That's crap. Because I already know all this, right? And then it was just like, then after a while, it was like, oh no, you're a white man. It's all good.
I need to get to that stage. I need to get to that. I'll just type in soul food into Instagram search box like a 3-4 times.
You're like
a day.
Drake. You have to prove your blackness.
No. You're not fucking Canadian.
You're insecure about your blackness.
Not really. I just want to stop being claimed as apparently I'm being claimed by other races.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is like the Dave Chappelle racial draft. The Asians have already drafted you.
What am I, Wu-Tang?
Yeah.
I missed that show. Dave Chappelle's show was mad funny. This is not what we're talking about today. Today we're talking about episode 7 of Solo Leveling. And again,
DJ is not a fan of this anime anymore.
No, I am not. I guarantee the first half of this is not even watchable. And then the second half is going to be interesting. You know what? What is it? 23 minutes, 40 seconds here. I'm going to say the first 10 minutes of this is useless. And you know what else?
What?
I'm also going to say they're going to show that bitch who tells him like, oh, you're not good enough. You should fuck off and die. And that's his love interest, right? And now that he's attractive, I guarantee you she's going to look at him because he changed physically. It's nothing like he
now
did before.
Now he's a straight up G.
Now he's a straight up G, edgelord, Shadow the Hedgehog. He's the type of person who's like...
Also, if you guys didn't know, DJ's a writer, so he can tell where this is going.
He's like one of those people who was like, they're in the alpha male content. They would model themselves. He's one of those guys who's like,
I may
be a nice guy, but don't push me too hard. And then he has like a lion in the background of the video. So and you'll see how, you'll see why I am the king of the jungle. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she's like,
well, let's see. Edgelord.
All right. Again, we don't have those studio intros. We don't do that. Because we are real One Piece Luffy over here. We're going to press play in three.
What?
He's a pirate. Three.
Yeah, I know he's
two,
a pirate.
One. Oh, they're actually starting off with the...
No, it's just the intro, dude.
Oh, God. This song is also not good. I thought that was the other chick, right? She, like, they looked similar.
They all look like cats, remember?
I think I should be able to determine. I think this is bad character design, where I can't tell who is who. Even cats look different from each other.
Yeah, a little bit.
This is if I told an alien that if I described an anime intro to an alien, this is the type of thing that they would come up with. This looks like an AI-generated haiku.
Is he just going to use that dagger throughout the whole series?
Because that's an L. Everything gets upgraded but the dagger? Or are you just...
Also, can't die? Because he's died like twice now.
He got a green mushroom, okay? I don't know. He's getting one up since he's like a gang guy. You like this right here, right? This intro. You love this intro.
No.
Let me turn it up for you fast. Yeah, let's get it.
Let's see what we got here.
Let's get it. Let's do it. Oh, he cares about these voice lines. Why does he look like American Psycho?
Patrick Bateman.
These are the two most bored voice actors I've heard in my entire life. They're like, this is a paycheck.
We were talking about how the Asians love you, man.
No wonder I've been trading places with this guy. He's gotten all my blackness, and I've absorbed his Asianness. Is that KFC?
Is that KFC?
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's Popeyes.
No, it wouldn't Popeyes if it was orange. The orange thing, you know what I'm saying?
No, but you gotta get Popeyes, not KFC.
I don't know if they have Popeyes in Japan. They might be too black. They got a limit over there.
Maybe.
KFC has a white man on it in the box. I liked it. It's a ginger ale? Actually, I take all of that back. Actually, the person who created this, I'm pretty sure it was like that one of those web novel thingies, right? Those are Korean. This wasn't a Japanese manga. It was like one of those Korean web novels. So Koreans love fried chicken, actually. Yeah, so during the Korean War, black people were drafted a lot. And black people do eat fried chicken. So a little history lesson. They went over to Korea and showed them how to fry chicken.
Cool.
Yeah. And then a whole bunch of, also true, some Korean food critics were like, yeah, Korea has the best fried chicken. And a British white guy had to be like, because the black people taught you.
Right. So white people are like, we make the best sushi. It was like, because you learned from the Asians. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
What about the California roll? Come on, bro. Come on.
The California roll?
Grain gulp. He's Irish too, apparently. Nicholas, as an Irish man, do you ever have a green globe?
No.
You know, you ever had the woohoo? God, what? He's. Oh, so he can't get drunk. That's actually immunity to toxins and abnormal conditions. But can you get high? You know what's weird? That he can't go into the settings and look at the manual. That's like. Shut the fuck up. I'm 6 inches taller now. I ain't gonna lie, if he's that rich, this man would have been my best friend. I don't give a fuck. Right. Especially if I'm so poor that my mom is dying of cancer because I need money. Hello? And I saved his life. Hello? The whole point of the series. Hello?
Give me money.
My sister needs to pay for college. Hello? See, you're a bitch ass nigga. Oh, I was right. My price, $1 million per dungeon. I actually really relate to this guy. I had a very similar conversation with you when I was about to date that Asian chick. I was just so less experienced that I was like, Nicholas, you gotta give me some pointers.
I've just fucked him. I haven't. You know, I'm just saying.
I was like, I gotta make sure I don't mess this up, man. All right. I was like, okay.
He's like a super rich kid.
So that's what I'm like, bro. Why don't you be like, hey, I saved your life.
Give me some money.
Can you get... Apparently, he's able to... There is some amount of money that will save his mom. Because he's like, oh, the only reason she's not alive or better is because I can't afford it.
Because this right? anime don't care about his mom, man.
Well, name an anime that does. It's impossible, all right? All right, so I'm not going to act like we're anime experts here. But what I will say is that I have very rarely see any anime or Disney project in which the mom is like...
Disney hates parents.
Okay, right, exactly. That's why it took The Incredibles 10 years to get a sequel. They were like, it's a family? Are you sure about this? And even then, the movie's about their, like, almost getting a divorce. Are you calling him boss? Why are you doing that? I agree with him. That's weird. And also, hey, my sister needs a college fund. You know what? That's what I would do. Hey, look, pay for her college. It's $30 billion.
Oh.
No, it's not. Because you haven't done... Bro, you're only level 18. You're not level 120 yet. You have the potential. Take the money now and get the bigger money later, too. Get both monies.
Bro, this man just turned down 30 birdie.
Make it 100. He's with the murderous guy?
I will kill you right now.
Making 100. Oh, it's a giant PS5. You saw it? I don't care what anyone says. I'm not afraid of someone who wears fur cuff robes. He's not evil. Huh.
don't have such a treaty,
you'd be sent home for prosecution. You don't know the consequences of murder? Immediate future. Then it can wait. I don't think you know what immediate means.
Right. Oh, that's the dude in red in the intro.
Oh.
I think. He's got the red eye.
It's probably very likely. Or it's probably because your sister's now attracted to you, which is really odd.
Is his sister's attracted to him?
Yeah. It's...
Like, why didn't he take the money?
It makes no sense. And he's, oh, sometime like a few years from now, or like in a year, I could be level 200. Okay, but what does that have to do with the fact that you need as much money as possible? You would get the money now, and then also get whatever combined money that you would get later on by yourself. Because... bro, this man, make how far are we into this? 10 minutes? Yeah, I told you. I told you. This first part is still stupid. So I'm gonna give another the next 2 to 3 minutes. Something crazy about to happen, and it'll become interesting again. To be fair, I feel the same way after you had an entire box of chicken. Exactly the best time to start working out. Maxed out at 20 kilometers. Let's check the others. You can't go farther than that? That seems like a problem, right? I got this man to pay to play. It's a pay to play function. Pay to win, and I guess no one else sees this.
Right.
Well, they didn't see the other stuff, so it's possible. Oh. Don't do it, bro.
Don't do it, man.
Oh!
The elixir of life. Wow.
Save his mom.
You could save your mom
with the money.
With the money.
And then also get this elixir of life and then use it on yourself. Weren't you are okay? So even if you didn't get this key, weren't you going to keep? Oh, he's going to do it now. The acquisition difficulty probably matches the dungeon's level, which means this one's S rank. Whatever's in here will be on the same level as the Jeju Island dungeon. See, I told you. In a few minutes, it's going to get interesting. Did I just say this?
But he's only B or A ranked.
That's the issue. It doesn't actually say what rank he's leveling up to. It just says what level he is. It doesn't actually say what rank he is.
And he's going into an S-rank dungeon.
I would at least like...
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, so it's a get out. Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense why he's challenging him.
Okay.
I must have missed that because they didn't show it at all.
Hell's...
Plus, it's only episode 7, dude. You have, like, more to go.
There's this Demon King Academy anime, and he looks like Honest Voldy Goat, which is, like, the protagonist of the anime.
A Demon King Academy?
Yeah. Something like that. I'd have to look it up.
Oh, so he's like a Pokemon now. Murderous intent. It's not very effective.
All right, what kind of plot armor are we going to get for him to now kill this thing?
Me personally, I just that does not seem very armor like.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you should have not have gone in here.
Yeah,
because if you knew you were not S, why would you do it immediately? Like, oh, wow. And this is not even the... That's convenient.
And this is just the guard dog.
Yeah, he's not even like the actual boss to this. The actual boss is just P. Diddy. Well, why did you go in here? You knew you were not. S rank. Oh, she's dying. Okay, but clearly she's stable. She's not currently. She's like dying in general. You know what I mean? Oh, the old King of the Hill pocket saying trick. That was interesting. That's not how games usually work. They actually try to actively kill you. Is it even possible to survive this? A few more hits and I'm done for. But there's gotta be a way. That's right. I have a store.
While he's fighting Sybaris. I like how he's casually just shopping while he's fighting a demon dog.
Yeah, clearly he's... Poison? Did you just drink poison? Oh, because the poison actually heals him because he has the reverse on the poison. Oh, okay, that actually was smart. I'm gonna give you that one. And it just went away immediately. While you're over there at Macy's, looking at the colognes. Oh, it had a buffer effect. It wore off.
Might do it. He's going to do it.
And then the anime is over, right? Because then his mom is saved and his sister gets all the money. Then that was the objective, right? Anime is over. Someone's going to listen to this and be like, you guys are being too harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah. This would be a perfect time for the Yusei run from My Hero Academia to play. The eye. The all-important kill shot. I will say this is significantly more interesting.
Yeah.
Than the beginning part. The next time, I'm just going to skip the first half in general.
He actually did it. I mean, we knew he was going to, but...
Cool. Did I get an elixir like to save my mom, or was that just a... Or could I just have bought it in the store if I had enough gold?
That'd be...
Oh, he has a crafty elixir of life.
Hmm. That fight helps me gauge my limits. I know if I go in that castle, I'll die. You already knew that, man.
Cool.
This is the first episode where I knew it was about to end.
Yeah, it's getting a little predictable now. All right, episode 7, what did you think?
It was all right. The Sybaris fight was pretty dope, I'm not going to lie.
Again, that was the first half of these episodes is essentially useless. However, I have to give credit to where credit is due. It is actually way, way better than I expected. I ain't gonna lie. To a significant degree.
So you just hated episode 6.
Actually, it's because the girl wasn't in it. She hasn't returned. His love interest has not come back. She's been written out of the show. I'm ready to give it another chance. The girl from the intro has not been in several episodes, so hey, you know what?
I'm all good.
I'm up for it. Guys, this has been episode 7. I'm DJ.
I'm Nicholas.
And we'll see you next time.
See
you.
This has been Southern Senpais on Comic-Con Radio. Check out our previous episodes at ComicConRadio.com. You can follow the show at Southern Senpais on all major social media platforms. Tune in next Wednesday for a fresh episode. Y'all come back now. You hear?